61. Foreshadowing. Bob, September 22, 32, Delta Eridani. Archimedes went into another coughing jag. Buster patted him on the back, looking worried. I grabbed the water skin and held it out. Eventually, Archimedes got the coughing under control and took the skin from me. I turned away to give him some privacy and looked out at the rain falling gently in the village. The pergola, really a tent with a frame and walls that could be tied open, kept us comfortably dry. I smiled to myself. Technology continued to advance in Camelot, and people's lives continued to improve. It was a good legacy to leave behind. Archimedes's coughing fits had been coming more often lately, and I was getting very concerned. Talking about ephemerals and funerals in the abstract was one thing. Now, someone I'd known and loved for 50 years could be in his final days. Plans ran through my mind, sneaking a drone in and doing a Sudar scan, synthesizing medicine or even anesthetics. It was all wish fulfillment, of course. There was no operation to cure old age, even if I'd had the required skills. It forced me to think about my future here, though. I'd been part of the tribe for almost 20 years now, and I had lots of friends beside Archimedes. I could continue to live here, occasionally modifying the android to simulate aging. Hell, I could even come back as someone else in a few years. The question was whether I wanted to do so. Was there a point, or should I just go with my original plan and fade away? I sat down close to Archimedes, and he smiled weakly at me.
I may be joining Diana soon, Bob.
Hey, ixnay on the ob bay. I wasn't sure how the translation routine would handle pig Latin, but Archimedes chuckled.
Sorry, Robert.
He paused to breathe for a few moments. Even that seemed to be more effort.
It's been great having you around for all these years. It's been a most interesting and a very good life, but I think I'm done.
I put my hand on his arm. Hang in there, buddy. There's so much more to see. Belinda came over with a wooden bowl filled with stew. We made sure Archimedes was sitting comfortably, and she placed it before him. Archimedes ate slowly, methodically, more as a chore that needed to be done than out of any sense of enjoyment. At that moment, I truly realized that he was just waiting to die. An overwhelming wave of sadness almost incapacitated me. I had to take deep breaths to keep from having a panic attack, which, when I thought about it, was pretty silly. Computer, remember? But however I parsed it, my friend was dying.